The future of space travel, as I see it, really depends on there being some content in space. So I think that the first thing that needs to happen is that something really exciting needs to be happening in space that makes us actually want to go there. Currently, we really haven't seen anything more exciting than astronauts doing roly-polies and weightlessness. And there seems to be no great adventure to be had up there. It seems to be colonized by professionals that have a military training. And there doesn't really seem to be much for ordinary people. And so the way that I imagine space tourism taking off is that the kinds of activities that the space shuttles and these space adventure companies will be offering us will be things like rock concerts in space, where we could go to either experience a jam, a space jam, with musical instruments that have been designed specifically for weightlessness, or we could tap into our GPS systems and actually see coming live from a satellite, you know, famous musicians, you know, like, you know, David Bowie, Brian Eno, Peter Gabriel, Laurie Anderson, actually, you know, performing these amazing musical riffs that really can't be done anywhere else except in space. That gives space a real commodifiable value. It's something really to go up there to do that's so different to what we can even imagine is possible down here on Earth. And I can imagine times where also that space becomes the next site for extreme sports. So the kind of thing that we might want to think about would be things like solar sailing, which essentially you might think of as being like windsurfing without any water and without any wind, but we're using reflective surfaces that can trap solar energy, and we use that solar energy to propel space travellers or astronauts or whatever you call the adventure bunnies, and literally we would be racing from one point to the next. And I can imagine an industry growing around that, and I think, you know, solar sailing is just one potential sport that we might see as being an Olympic pursuit in the future. And, you know, we do still have this very much celebrity-driven culture where we look to celebrities to set trends or, you know, get our imaginations going in some ways. And the kinds of activities as well that might excite people be like the a space equivalent of "I'm a celebrity, get me out of here." You know, space reality TV shows where some sexy woman, you know, takes a space shower in weightlessness when the water's going off in all kinds of different directions. You know, those kinds of moments, you know, these very personal moments that we're not seeing at the moment, you know, through the live relays that are coming back from the International Space Station, and that we're missing a lot of this cultural intrigue that seems to fuel our imagination. So space is somewhere that we're going to do different things, and that we're going to have an experience that really we can't get anywhere else on Earth.